Well, sadly, it's as I predicted this morning. Just hours ago, I did a video on the tabernacle that was stolen in Ontario, Canada, at St. Catharine's Cathedral. And it was described as a steel tabernacle. It's not made of precious materials, gold, silver, anything that would be of value to a thief. And I concluded hours ago that this crime was a crime of desecration. They didn't want a steel box, a steel tabernacle. They wanted something far more precious, precious more than silver or gold, the precious body and blood of Jesus Christ. And sadly, just after I finished that stream this morning, the report hit a number of different press agencies saying that, yes, in fact, good Catholic people spread out around the cathedral and started searching. And sadly, they found the tabernacle thrown into a canal. The door was broken off. And sadly, the hosts are stolen. You can see here on the screen, I'll make it bigger. Here is the tabernacle that they found. This morning in the stream, I speculated that this would be what we would call a quote, Novus Ordo tabernacle, cheaply made, not made of anything precious, sort of utilitarian. And why would a criminal want to steal an ugly steel box? Not because they're going to melt it down, not because they're going to go and get junk metal prices for it, base metal prices. This was because they wanted the precious, consecrated body of Christ. We Catholics believe that when the priest says, "This is my body," the wheaten bread turns into the body of Christ. And when he says, "This is the chalice of my blood," and so on, the grape and wine turns into the blood of Christ. It is the whole Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. The people who stole this tabernacle, they are on video surveillance footage. Apparently, it's a man and a woman. They did this as an act of desecration. They broke into the church. They got the tabernacle. They unlocked it, broke it open, got the host, and then threw it into a nearby canal, as you can see here on the screen. This is desecration. And as I mentioned this morning, the phases of persecution are first they attack the icons, the statues, the symbols and signs of our faith, the Bible. The next phase is they attack our churches. This is clearly an attack on the church, but it's also a direct attack on Jesus Christ. This is not a symbol. It's not bread that symbolizes Jesus. It is Jesus Christ. Jesus of Nazareth, who was born of the Virgin, who walked around Galilee, did miracles, who was crucified on a cross, who rose on the third day and ascended into heaven. That is who they stole. That is who they attacked. This is an act of sacrilege. I'll give you more speculation as to what I think is going on here, because Canada has become godless. And I'll tell you what, if Joe Biden wins on November 3rd, America will be quickly on the Canada trail. We've been able to resist secularization more in America, although we are losing this battle. We need more Maccabees, we need more rosaries. We need more masses. We need more people reading and studying their Bible, getting a scriptural worldview of how to think about reality. This is what we need. So we're weak. And in Canada, they're even weaker. And there's more and more witchcraft, occult, seances, Satanism. And all these groups have in common desecration of the most holy Eucharist. You know, over 70% of Catholics in America don't even believe in the Eucharist. They don't believe in transubstantiation. They think it's a symbol, they think it's bread. But let me tell you something. Satanists believe it's Jesus. Wiccans believe it's Jesus. They believe it has power. And that's why they desecrate it. They do violent things to the hosts. They do perverted sexual things with the host. They create potions with the hosts. occultists and Satanists and Wiccans who have come out of that lifestyle by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Ghost tell us that these people steal hosts, which is made more possible by communion in the hand, and they use them in ungodly, perverted rites. Not even just black masses, but potions and other disgusting rituals, even abuse. So today, sadly, we have perhaps hundreds of consecrated hosts that are no longer safe. Someone has stolen them. Thieves and desecrators. A couple hours ago when I did the original stream on this before we knew that the tabernacle had been recovered but the host had not, I said, we need to return to the structure, the Catholic structure that we had, that our forebears had, that our ancestors had. We need to renew the minor order of porters. We need vergers. We need people who stand watch, who hold the keys to the church. We need more and more security. We must call upon any who have temporal power, the police, even mayors, governors who are sympathetic to the Catholic cause, or they are actual Catholics, and appeal for protection. We need Catholic bishops to protect and to not just plead with the general public. Remember a week or so ago, I talked about we Catholics have a toolbox of language that we used to use and no one wants to seem to use it anymore. These are the words such as anathema, accursed, excommunicated, sacrilege, desecration. This is how Catholic bishops used to speak of these things. This is not a violation of private property. This is not merely a theft. This is an ungodly desecration, a sacrilege that has occurred. And we need to start using the language of the Catholic Church. And not just in this, we have to use the language of excommunicated, anathema, apostate. Well, Taylor, that seems really judgmental. I mean, I don't really know. Don't we include all people? Shouldn't we be nice to people? Dialogue. Be open. No. That hasn't worked. Doesn't work. Because our enemies who hate Christ don't care about being nice and having dialogue and sitting down with a cup of tea. They hate us. It's war. It's spiritual warfare. Used to be when you were confirmed in the Catholic Church, the bishop lightly slapped you on the face. Why? To teach you to man up, to be ready for battle. You're a soldier for Jesus Christ and they're after you. Get ready and be prepared to take the hits. Now, in confirmation, they don't do that at all. If they do anything, the bishop says, peace be with you, and he shakes your hand. What is that? That's not real historic Catholicism. That's how we rearranged and updated and modernized the sacraments and the rites beginning in the 1960s, the late 1960s under Annibal Bugnini, who explicitly wanted to make the rites of the Catholic Church not a stumbling block, not an obstacle to Protestants, to Freemasons, to humanists and secularists, where 500 years before we had been saying those people are anathema, excommunicated. So we got soft. We thought we'll be friendly with these people. Well, here we are in 2020. They're breaking into our churches, stealing Jesus Christ and doing who knows what. So we must do penance. Read the Bible every day, 15 minutes a day. I've been reading the Bible, and I'm surprised, not surprised, I'm amazed how many times the prophets and the people fast as a people. They put on hair cloth hair shirts. They put dust and ashes on their head, not just a little cross, on their head, mourning. God have mercy on us. You think of the Eastern Christians who say, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, 40 times or even all day. It's time for the Catholic Church to get serious, to identify our enemies, and yes, love our enemies as Christ taught us. But it does us no good to pretend that we don't have enemies. Christ said we would have enemies, that we should love them, pray for them, pray for those who persecute us. But that doesn't mean roll over. It means let's protect our churches. Let's protect our children. Let's protect our priests and our bishops and stand up for them. And when our bishops and priests, if any of them betray us through faith, morals, or politics, we call them out, as it says in Canon 212.3 in canon law. We lay people have an obligation in canon law to voice our concerns. So I'll end it there. I'm sad that my suspicion from this morning is true. They didn't steal the tabernacle for gold or silver. They stole it for Jesus Christ, something far more precious. So we will end, we will say together, pray together the Ave Maria, that as a micro act of penance, Lord, have mercy on us. Oremus. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri, et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Are you fired up? Are you ready to make a difference? Are you ready to be a real Catholic till death, till blood? Pray the rosary every day. That's your weapon. Our Lady says this is the battering ram for the kingdom of God, the rosary. It is the weapon, Padre Pio says. If you don't pray the rosary every day, you're not on the team. You shouldn't even be watching these videos if you're not praying the rosary every day. What's the point in learning all these things or even learning the good things and the bad things if you're not picking up the weapon? It's like you want to go out into battle, but you leave your gun and your knife back at home. Doesn't do anything. We must pray the rosary. So pray the rosary every day. Read the Bible every day. Put the Bible where you will see it. Make time for it. Get your phone and put a timer on it. 12:15 p.m., read the Bible. 9:15 p.m., whatever it is, read the Bible. Read the Bible every day. Wear the brown scapular. Find the traditional Latin Mass. Enlist yourself into the church militant, the army of God. Be a soldier of Jesus Christ. Maybe the bishop didn't give you the when you were confirmed. Well, we're giving it to you now. Time to enlist, time to pick up a weapon, time to get serious. This is go time. 2020, things are getting bad. This is Canada. First world Western country. And it's only, I fear, going to pick up because that's all we've seen in 2020. So pray the rosary every day. Be on the team. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. Do not lose your salty.